Colleen and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.
All right, Kurt, so other than your mom, your dad, and your sister, you know, the family you were born into, what's the longest running relationship you have in your life right now?
Wow. Boy. I guess it would have to be a friend from high school, probably.
Okay, you're going to go.
I think I would probably do that. That'd be 20 plus years.
You're going to go with that, are you?
I think so. Okay. Boy. I'm trying to remember.
All right, how about your adult? Since you've been an adult.
So since I've been an adult?
Take people you've known out of it your whole life, more or less.
Gotcha. I think I've had a good relationship with the guy who works Chipotle for the past five or six years.
Well, that's where I'm going. Because in this article I was reading, for many people, the longest running relationship in their life outside of, you know, people they've known since childhood is the person who cuts their hair.
Sure. All right. I can get that.
And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I've been married 17 years, and we moved in our house almost 15 years ago. So it's close. My wife is number one, but Dave the barber? Dave the barber over in the Drake area has been cutting my hair since we moved over there.
And he's been doing a great job.
Well,
I mean,
it hasn't changed. So I give him all the credit. But yeah, we had just moved to the area, and I went for a little walk around the neighborhood, and I just found his barbershop there over by Drake Stadium, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. This is close to the house. I walked in, got my hair cut, and I've never been anywhere since. As a matter of fact, I consider it so, you know, it's been such a long-running relationship that one day when my girls were little, they're still not very old, obviously, but quite a bit younger, I took them to Great Clips, which is over there in the Drake neighborhood, too, one day to get their hair cut, sitting in there waiting for them to get their hair cut. And Dave, he often walks on his lunch hour.
Goes
for a walk, walks right by Great Clips.
Yes.
I'm sitting in the chair, and we make eye contact.
Oh, no.
And he just waves at me. I ran out and chased him down the street.
Did you
like,
really?
I did. I was like, Dave, I just want you to know.
I'm here for the girls.
I am. My brother. I'm due for my... I'll see you in a couple days.
You're not great with bangs.
But I did. I felt so bad. I was like, well, I don't want him to get the wrong idea.
Well, you were cheating on him.
But I wasn't. I was not.
So, oh, no. There's smoke, there's fire.
No, there was not. He could see my hair. My hair was not cut. It was very long. I was due for a cut a few days later. But anyway, so curious, maybe other than the people you knew when you were, you know, a kid growing up, in your immediate family, obviously. If it's not your spouse, what's your longest running relationship? How long for you and the guy at Chipotle?
Probably 5 years, ever since it opened. Same guy.
He knows you, huh?
He knows that I'm steak burrito, black beans, white rice, hot salsa, cheese, and sour cream.
I'm not trying to depress people. You've known your wife longer, though, so she still counts.
She still counts,
I'm not trying to depress you thinking that you know the guy at the counter better than you know anybody else. Teresa, your longest relationship is with whom?
My nail salon.
How long you been going?
Since Bailey was like in middle school, and he was like, 12, 13, and now he's going to be 21.
Okay.
And I come in, and they're like, oh, yeah, pedicure. Oh, you got your own polish. Yeah, go sit down.
You bring your own polish, and they know you for that.
Sorry. Yeah, because, I mean, what if you like chip it, then I can fix it. But if I have their polish, I can't fix it.
I'm
sure that's annoying.
So 10 years running with the people who do your nails.
Yeah, I was there before they even added another row of pedicure chairs.
Those were the days.
You were there
back
when
in the
they
day.
Were yeah, just starting out.
When it was all farmland.
Thanks, Teresa. Take
You're
care.
You're welcome. Bye.
Kim, who's your longest running relationship with?
It's been probably almost 20 years with Julia, the cookie lady at Dough Biz on the Skywalk.
How often do you see Julia?
I don't buy from her every day, but I probably see her at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Just walking by?
Yeah, I'll walk away. She knows my brother. She knows my kids. They ask about my brother. Where's your brother? I miss your brother. I know she's married. I know where her kids live. I know about her grandkids.
That's awesome. That's funny.
We call her the cookie lady, but she has the best cinnamon rolls. Pecan rolls in the world.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that place smells great every time I walk by it. Yeah.
We love Julia.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
Take care.
Sure, no problem. Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. I have not been there in a while, but now I want to.
Sounds good.
Amy. Hi, Amy.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
How long has this relationship... Is this your relationship?
My relationship, yep.
How long?
Probably about... Well, my mom started going to my hairdresser when she was pregnant with me, and she retired just a couple of years ago. So about 38 years.
38 years?
Wow.
The same woman cut your hair?
Yes. Yep.
Wow. Did she come to your wedding?
She actually did, yeah, my hair for my wedding, and yep, came to my wedding, and oh, yeah.
And so,
my daughter's wedding, been invited to, yep.
And you wow. said she retired a couple of years ago?
Yes, so it's been hard. I haven't really found another hairdresser I like since. I really haven't gotten my hair.
I wouldn't think you'd be able to. That's so long in your whole life.
Right.
That
yes.
I bet you would have a hard time finding someone you were comfortable with. Again.
You should just show yep. up to their house looking terrible, and maybe she'll just take pity on you and be like, sit down. I'm going to take care
We've
of you.
We've talked to her about that. Yep.
Come out of retirement for just a few of us, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Amy. You have a great day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.